Page 122. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. What are some different aspects of culture? What can threaten culture? Are we losing our culture?
The word culture refers not only to the beliefs and customs of our society, to its art, literature, and music, but also to basic everyday activities, such as our eating habits, how we greet people, and how we dress. Cultures give us a sense of identity and belonging in society. Therefore, the loss of one's culture is, for many, alarming. In 46 out of 47 countries where opinion polls were taken, many people believe their traditional ways of life are under threat and that something should be done to ensure the preservation of their culture. Yet for some, the loss of culture is a natural result of globalization and progress, and an opportunity to embrace other cultures. So, is the globalization of culture a threat or an opportunity? Those who see globalization as a threat argue that societies are losing unique aspects of their cultures. As an example, they cite the growing number of endangered languages, as English, Chinese, and Spanish, the main languages of business, spread globally. Amatik, a language spoken in East Africa, has only 50 surviving speakers. Consequently, it is in danger of extinction. There are also increasing fears in China, where the loss of musical and dance traditions, as well as traditional crafts, is causing concern to many. Some who stress the downside of globalization complain that it is becoming increasingly difficult to distinguish Tokyo or Seoul from London or New York. The same chain restaurants and coffee shops exist worldwide, with identical logos and brands. Young people, whose ideas are often influenced by Western or other popular cultures, wear the same fashions, tend to watch the same movies, and adopt similar ideas, often neglecting or even rejecting the traditions their parents grew up with. Others dismiss such concerns and instead focus on the benefits of globalization. They accept that Western culture is spreading, but they also point to how Western countries and many other parts of the world are being exposed to world cultures. Young Americans enjoy Japanese manga magazines and watch Korean movies. British youth are familiar with Brazilian martial arts. Thai teenagers download pop music from Hong Kong, while young French students take on internships in Shanghai. Many argue that there are benefits to these cross-cultural exchanges and that they lead to better understanding between cultures. They say world traditions are celebrated more widely because of this. Chinese New Year, now celebrated in most big cities around the world, is just one of the many festivals that are recognized internationally. Nevertheless, many grassroots organizations and governments are making efforts to guarantee the protection of their cultures. One successful example is Wales. There was a time when social pressures were killing off the Welsh language, but after decades of effort, it is now a vibrant part of Welsh life again. Around the world, there are similar efforts to revive local languages, music, foods, crafts, and traditional sports. Ironically, it might well be that the threat of losing a culture will ultimately lead to its rejuvenation.